Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, folks. Things are very dynamic with the U.S.-Iran-Israel conflict. Brandon Buck, research fellow in foreign policy studies at the Cato Institute, joins us. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
So, Brandon, obviously, there's a lot going on. This is incredibly dynamic. This ceasefire, the fragility of same is obviously recognized by everyone, and Trump seems to be very upset, President Trump, that is, relative to the actions of Israel as well as Iran in trying to hold this together. Your thoughts about where we find ourselves today?
Well, I think beneath the surface of bravado amongst all parties, including the president, I think there is a reason to believe that the ceasefire will hold. I mean, both, you know, it's not in Iran's interest to maintain this war. The longer it goes on, the more that the health of their regime would suffer. But also for Israel, the same can be said. Israel over the past few days has been running short on its most important asset, which are its Arrow interceptors, the lifeblood of its air defense system. So with that in critical with that shortage, that gives them a impetus to want to seek out some kind of negotiation while saving face, being able to point at a series of tactical successes over the past 12 days or so.
When we look at the context of this ceasefire, there are those that are trying to bring in other conflicts separate and apart from this one. Obviously, what's going on in Gaza, what's going on in Lebanon, as two examples, Syria to a lesser extent. What do you think happens as it relates to, and I don't want to call them sideshows, but it is kind of, to this ceasefire that's going on with this conflict? How does this kind of really muck a lot of this up, or how do you think this will be dealt with?
Well, I mean, I think President Trump certainly has a desire to put a freeze on this and to isolate those particular aspects of the larger crisis in the Middle East. He's shown the ability to do that vis-a-vis Yemen, right? If you recall, earlier in the year, he started bombing the Houthis, and then fairly quickly realized that it wasn't in America's interest to continue to do so. And then he had no problems bucking the desire of Benjamin Netanyahu at that time. So Trump has been able he's shown at times the ability to prioritize and to work against our allies in the region. So I think we should take the president at his word right now and just believe that the U.S. is going to prioritize just putting a freeze on this particular conflict before it tries to reassess Gaza or Lebanon.
How much do you think the U.N. will try to interject themselves? Because they were one of the first to talk about all of these other you know, in the wider conflict that's going on in the Middle East, of bringing all of these factors to the forefront. What role do you think they will play, and will the President Trump allow them to kind of step into this foray?
Probably fairly little. I mean, if I had to venture an educated guess, you know, the United States has long been Israel's source of air cover at the United Nations. You know, there's not much of a, you know, within the larger conservative movement in the United States, but certainly within Trump's base, there's not exactly a whole lot of appetite for involvement of organizations like the UN whenever it might interfere with American interests in the world. So I don't foresee that as being a avenue in the short term for either Gaza or Lebanon or even this particular war.
Is there the possibility of this, in your thought about the proxies, whether that be Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis? The Houthis are now saying that the ceasefire deal doesn't include them.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, okay. I mean, is there an issue there that may reveal itself?
Well, I think if you're talking about Hamas or Hezbollah, I mean, they were pretty well rocked over the past, you know, 18 months or so. And I think Iran is going to prioritize its own rebuilding and security. So I imagine there's probably going to be a maintenance of the status quo vis-a-vis those two organizations. And the Houthis have shown an incredible ability to withstand punishment, either by, you know, U.S. air power or the Saudis, you know, also with our backing. So I imagine the president's probably going to deal with the Houthis in a ad hoc way, trying to prioritize American interests first over those of Israel. He's shown that in the past. So I can't, I don't foresee any change in that particular relationship.
There's a lot of people trying to put a label one way or the another on the Trump foreign policy. I get the sense it's very much personal to him. It's very fluid, and that this thing will not hold unless he's personally involved day in and day out, minute by minute. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say that that's true. I mean, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt over this past week, and if not longer, about there being a fracture within the party, but also within the administration vis-a-vis foreign policy, and depending upon one person's particular viewpoint, they either play that up or play that down. But I certainly do think that there is. I mean, we saw that even within this crisis, folks like J.D. Vance cautioning restraint, Hegseth at times doing the same. So it is idiosyncratic to the president. But you know, there are levers there. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of being deeply in line with the Gulf states, but that is a counterbalancing force to the goals of Israel. So perhaps the president can reengage with them and maybe use them as an intermediary to try to get back to some pre-war status quo, or at least try to put things on ice. I mean, we saw that just with Qatar and yesterday's largely symbolic attack. Right, most of that was dealt out behind the scenes and it was all theatrical. But it's because the United States and President Trump had those relationships that he was able to build that off-ramp for himself and then thankfully take it.
Brendan, you've been following this for a long time. Is it fair to characterize the Middle East as being the most complex region in the world?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, West or Central Africa might give that a certain running.
A run for their money,
title.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think
we don't hear it. It's not covered much by mainstream media, right? Yeah. And what's going on in West and Central Africa. In fact, there was just, I think, another ceasefire or a peace accord reached by the Trump administration between the Democratic Republic of Congo and I forgot the other country now. Just it was announced the other day, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Middle East complexities are just more visible to us. I mean, the Middle East as a region has been far more important to the United States since the end of World War II. And so, you know, a lot of these fights between the Shia and the Sunni and the Gulf states and Iran and Israel and in the mix, these things are just on our newspaper front page almost every day, just because the U.S. seems to be just utterly entangled in the region and also between, you know, two different sets of interests, those being Israel and then those being the Arab states, with Iran being something of a spoiler. But you know, it might get even more complex. I mean, one of the concerns about this from people like myself is that if Iran, you know, is taken down a few pegs, or if the regime collapses in the coming years, Turkey might wind up filling the vacuum and trying to be a rival power to a ascendant Israel. So it can get even more complicated than it currently is. So
the president. Not long on patience. The complexities of this of reaching a permanent deal here, I got to imagine in his mind that the timeline is not very long. But usually these types of situations, they may go on too long, especially for his, you know, the term of his patience.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, he also has some counter, right? At least as far as like military aid to allies go, right? You know, if the president is serious about preparing for a pivot to Asia, this long-awaited pivot to Asia that people in my business keep talking about, he's going to have to think about that. You know, giving a continued blank check to the state of Israel vis-a-vis its ambitions and its security interests, particularly against Iran. I mean, that's going to have to be balanced against Taiwan, and also, of course, continuing to aid Ukraine. So his time horizons are probably also being impeded upon by those other considerations. So,
in thinking about that, have you been surprised by the lack of public appearance or support publicly for Iran from Russia, China, or even North Korea for that?
Russia, not so much. I think Russia has its hands full right now in eastern Ukraine. I mean, they're slowly winning the war, but only by incredibly poor rates of attrition. So, you know, I wasn't that surprised by Russia, by China a little. Maybe perhaps China was still going to kind of wait and see. You know, you got to figure if you're a cynical outside power, you know, whenever you have a nominal ally being attacked, there are one or two things you can do. You can either build them up right away and make sure that they don't fall, or you can try to suck your opponent into a quagmire and then bleed them dry, right? I mean, this is what we did to the Soviets in Afghanistan, what the Iranians tried to do to us, frankly, in Iraq. So, I mean, the crisis was over fairly quick. So, I mean, perhaps the PRC was going to sit around and wait and before it made a decision. But I think we'll have a better idea of where China stands on Iran in the coming weeks and months.
How allegedly And I say that all parties now have, are you convinced that all parties have now agreed that there is, in fact, a ceasefire?
Well, as you say, this thing has been moving quick. I haven't checked the news since this morning, and it seemed like things have finally simmered down. So, yeah, I think it'll hold in the short term. I think, as I said, despite the bravado on the surface, I think all parties have an interest in keeping this thing not tamped down.
Now, I know that Iran has been pretty much communicating through third parties. One would think that that's going to have to change in the very near future, right? And what would you think the next steps would be?
Well, I mean, I don't foresee the United States. I mean, I think in the short term, the United States is still going to interface with Taiwan through third parties. I think it's the fact that the United States just bombed them, and what would be considered in any other era as an act of war might put a little bit of a kibosh on the possibility of bilateral relations between the United States and Iran. So I think it's really difficult to see how the Trump administration is going to get itself back on any kind of diplomatic track. It's going to take a while, and it's going to take intermediaries like Qatar.
Yeah, interesting. Final thoughts?
Oof. Just pray for peace, man. That's all I got.
Yeah. No, I mean, this thing is so fluid still, right? I mean, it's fragile.
It's fragile, and there's just kind of layers of subterfuge. You're not really sure if the president knew that Israel was going to attack, when he knew. There are dueling messages coming in and out of the White House and in different segments of the administration. So it's tough to tell whether this was an act of coercive diplomacy on the part of the Trump administration, or if Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israelis acted on their own, and then he followed them in only to defuse the situation through, you know, this limited strike, and then the largely symbolic strike from Iran. It's, as they say, it's going to take the historians to sort this one out.
May I ask one more question?
Sure.
I'm kind of curious. How hard will it be for this president to hold our own folks together, not only within his party, but Democrats as well? This is quite an achievement to get to this ceasefire. Obviously, what happens next is even more important. But we seem to be fractured here. It's almost as if some don't want others to succeed too much, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things in which it really is going to come down to the president. There was a surprising lack of opposition on Capitol Hill when all this went down. There was a bipartisan effort to get a War Powers Amendment up for a vote, but in terms of like people going on the record and condemning this one way or the other, or even just talking about issuing calm or asking for a slowdown, those folks were relatively minor. And in both parties, there's been a fairly strong support for the state of Israel and the status quo between the two countries. So if there is going to be some kind of long-term, I don't want to say peace, but if just a ending of hostilities, it's probably going to have to come from the president, from the top down, because he's going to face opposition in both parties.
Yeah, because I don't know about you, but I've been...
I should also say that, though, as well. But he'll also have support, too. And so if the president is able to present this as a bipartisan thing, he could probably do that.
I've been a little mystified as to the approach that mainstream media has taken on this issue. And it's going to be interesting to see where in the coming days they end up on this ceasefire. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, both Israel and Iran have had pretty impressive lockdowns on the flow of information, pretty tight censorship. So it's difficult, watching the corporate press to get any sense of what's actually going on in the war. And it seems pretty clear that legacy media like Fox News was fairly strong in support of American involvement, and more, new media podcast types online, the online media environment were much more skeptical. And that was indicative of a generational divide that we've seen in the country, but also within the conservative movement in the United States. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes forward. If if the generations turn over, if there's going to be some substantive change vis-a-vis American public opinion on Middle Eastern policy.
Yeah, I was always a little confused about how they interpreted intelligence, you know, thinking that mm-hmm. intelligence was going to provide a smoking gun, like a definitive yeah. answer one way or another, especially when we're talking about intent. And, right. and the line of questioning yeah. along those lines is like, what? You know, yeah. I was a former law enforcement agent. I was an elected sheriff. I mean, you know, we conducted interviews and things of that nature. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Know? And I'm a pieces of information
intelligence
together.
Guy,
So you know.
Right. I'm a former IT guy. So, you know, like, you know, and I was.
So you're yelling at the TV like I am then.
Yeah, like, a little bit. You know. Yeah. I saw something this morning in the Washington Post that said that, basically, like, all sides are right in terms of what they were saying about the intelligence. Like, Tulsi Gabbard, the head of the DNI, her first testimony was correct. Like, the U.S. government had assessed that Iran had not initiated a weaponization program, but they had also enriched uranium up to a capacity far beyond civilian purposes. So they could, in theory, have sprinted to a bomb, and, like, this was the thing that got Israel, in line to strike. But then again, they were planning this thing apparently for about four to 5 months. So was there really like a smoking gun they were trying to stop? It's really murky. And ultimately, intelligence just comes on. I mean, politicians can just pick whatever intelligence they want, right? I mean, this is unfortunately.
But it's almost like there's this expectation that Iran was going to issue a policy paper disseminated right. amongst the minions. You know, of that theocracy saying on this date at this time, we have decided that we are going to approach, you know, and develop nuclear weapons from this day
right.
forward. And right. it's like, if you don't have that document, then you don't really truly have it. Well, I don't know that any country deals with policy decisions that way. Right.
No, I mean, and you know, if you look back to history, the U.S. didn't find out that the Russians had the bomb until they had sensed things in the atmosphere. But this is an argument for diplomacy. This is an argument for staying in the JCPOA, sure. basically just saying that there would have been inspectors, there would have been people who are in effect intelligence gathering people, right?
Right.
But since we pulled out, those eyes and those ears were somewhat lost.
Yeah, to a certain extent, for sure.
Yeah.
Brandon Buck, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate the time, the insight, the conversation. Research Fellow in Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.